Maar voor de bestand papier heeft die search and curious data status. 02-16-2026, dictation is for Miss Julius. Gladfelter, GLADFELTER, Judith spells JUDITH, date of birth is 07-09-1959. A 67-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Judith has a history of opioid use disorder. Currently, Suboxone is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical and psychological or surgical care. And to this, as she has some pain in her right hip, period. She indicated that she has had a history of fractured hip and believed that the injury is now acting up, period. She says she has a 5/10 pain in her hip, increased with motion and walking. Says she stays on her feet for 8 hours at work. I noticed pain increase with this activity, period. She denies any new trauma, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient denies numbness or weakness in her lower extremities. She denies bladder or bowel dysfunction, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status. O2 status, 96% is rare. Blood pressure 124/68. Pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sinus, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, with no murmur, no peripheral edema or sinus, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guardian, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicle or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment and warrants opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, radicular back pain. Number 4, hip pain, period. Next paragraph. Today, I recommend patient gets an MRI of her lumbar sacral spine. This will help us assess our left pelvic pain and back pain, period. Next line, a new injection was done in the clinic today. Injection is positive for Suboxone. All of the unauthorized substances were negative, period. Next paragraph. PMP rare was reviewed. Data from PMP rare does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Suboxone, 8/2 mg SL film. She would take one film SL QID for 30 days. Number 120. Next medication. Prednisone, 20 mg. She would take one PO in the morning for 21 days. Next line. She was strongly advised not to take prednisone at nighttime as it will prevent her from sleeping, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.